It seemed only moments later when the alarm went off, and she got up quickly. And this time, with no one to see what she did, she helped herself to 3 slices of toast with jam and prayed that her aunt hadn't counted the number of slices left in the loaf when she put it away after dinner. She knew it was excessive, but she was always hungry. It was dark when she went outside and walked to the barn, and still dark when she headed down the road in the direction that her aunt had told her. She knew Carol would be up by then, but Marie-Ange didn't stop in the kitchen to say goodbye. She was wearing a pair of pants and the ugly sweatshirt from the Goodwill store. Her hair was brushed, but for the first time in her life, as she left for school, there was no ribbon in it. There was no Sophie to wave her off, no Robert to make canards of café au lait for her, and no kiss or hug from her mother or father. There was only the silence of the Iowa plains and the darkness as she headed down the long, lonely road toward the bus stop. She had no idea what the school would be like, or the children there, and she didn't really care. She couldn't even begin to imagine having a friend here. Hers was the life of a convict, and her aunt was the jailer. There were 6 children at the bus stop when she arrived, most of them older than Marie-Ange, and one considerably younger. And none of them spoke to her. They just stared at her as they waited, and the sun came up slowly and reminded her of mornings in Marmoutin, when she had lain in the grass or under a tree watching the sky turn pink at dawn. She said nothing to the other kids as they took their seats and the bus took off, and an hour later they arrived at a long, low brick building where other school buses had converged, and students were spilling out everywhere of all ages.